Back inside Studio 208 on a Wednesday night here on WBAL. Sunny in Sarasota. Rain or snow mix in Baltimore with Chris Davis here on WBAL. And Chris, last year we saw you hit some pretty monstrous home runs. Maybe that's the understatement of the year. And unfortunately, a few of them we'll never know because they're inside the trop.
Yeah. That was an interesting part of the season. And, you know, I always get – my buddies give me a hard time about it. You know, anybody can go in there and hit the roof and say it's a home run. But, you know, I think the ball I hit off Shields was legit.
How far did that go?
I never saw a distance on it. You know, I'm not great at measuring home runs. I think I heard at one point it was like 460-something. I think that's a little short. But, you know, I mean, that's one of those things where he threw, you know, the perfect pitch and I just happened to put a good swing on it and it was – you know, something fun to watch.
When you're in those zones and you're locked in, it's so obvious. And literally, you could hit one out at any point, and you do, it seems. What's it like?
It's really fun. You know, I mean, I think the last week to 10 days of the season last year, I really got into a groove and was having some pretty good at-bats against some guys that, you know, were throwing a lot of strikes. And it just feels like you're seeing everything. Everything's kind of in slow motion. And when you get a pitch to hit, you don't miss it. And it's almost too good to be true. But it was a lot of fun. And it came at a good time last year.
You literally carry the club offensively. Do you feel it? Do you feel it when you're locked in like that? Do you know when you step into the batter's box things are going to go well?
Absolutely. I think whenever you're in the on-deck circle and you're kind of warming up and you look out and try to get your timing off the pitcher and you notice that he's kind of, you know, looking over in your direction, that, you know, you're locked in, you know that you're a force to be reckoned with, and you know that other people are noticing that. And I think it's a huge feeling for a hitter to have. It's probably a feeling that Miguel Cabrera has every time he walks up to the plate.
Chris Davis with us here on WBAL. And I have to ask, defense at first base, you know people are going to be asking that question right now. You've looked great so far in spring training. I think it's kind of funny. Last year was very peculiar. Mm-hmm. There were a lot of other circumstances that led to you getting off the bag at first base. There was Mark Reynolds' struggles at third base. There were injuries in a variety of places. It was almost like a DH or bouncing around the field. You filled a need by doing that.
Yeah, I think, you know, I obviously made some really bad errors early on in the season, just kind of some bonehead plays where it was lack of concentration more than anything. But Buck made it very clear that when Mark came off the DL that we had a need at other places, and Mark was going to play first. I was going to DH a little bit and ended up playing the outfield. And, you know, I take a lot of pride in my defense. It was something that I was known as being traded over here as a defensive first baseman. And it's something that I've worked really hard at this offseason and early in spring to get back to where I feel comfortable and I have that feeling back now.
Are you excited to prove something to people as a defensive first baseman?
It's hard for me to say that I'm excited to prove something to people. I think I put more pressure on myself than anybody else. I think my expectations are probably higher than anybody else's. It's important to me to earn the trust back from my teammates and for them to know that as soon as they field a ball, they don't have to worry about the throw. And that was more important to me than proving anybody wrong. If you're confident in what you're doing and you know that you have the ability to do it, then I don't think you have to prove anything to anyone.
33 homers last year. Again, really the first time in your life you were going to be in the lineup for four or five at-bats every game. I don't know if you write down how many homers or RBIs you expect to have at that point, but is that something you do before each season?
I always have benchmarks. I mean, it was something I started in really in junior college. My head coach in junior college was big on writing down your goals, visualizing them, and then obviously going out and trying to obtain them. And it's something that I do every year. It's something I keep to myself. I think Chip Kelly said something a few years ago about the Oregon Ducks, saying that when they try to start meeting outside expectations, they're going to start failing because you can't take your focus on what your goal is. And our goal is to be successful, whatever that calls for.
When you look at the Orioles season last year, it was magical. We all know that. You were a key contributor to 93 wins in the ALDS, taking the Yankees to Game 5. Your experience in those home playoff games, what was it like for you? And I think people forget, you had the big base hit against Pettit in Game 2. Talk about being locked in. He was pretty solid that night.
Yeah, I mean, that was, I had the opportunity and the privilege to be on some pretty good teams in Texas and to go to the World Series and see what that was all about and be a part of that. And there were some loud games, you know, in the ballpark in Arlington, but I've never heard anything like that in my life in Camden last year. It was the most fun I think I've ever had playing baseball, and it's something that we remember and something that we want to get back to. We want to give our fans another chance to, you know, see some more home ball games and see us perform in the playoffs. And, you know, there were times during that series that we had an opportunity to really take it, and our lack of experience showed. And I think that's something that we'll relish on and something that we can fall back on this year. We have that experience now.
When we come back with Chris Davis, we'll talk about what else. A certain day last May at Fenway Park in Boston, Mass. That's next year on Sportsline.